And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. I hope you are having a pleasant day out there. Had some rain overnight, but it's looking pretty good out there as of right now. Maybe a little drizzle here or there throughout the day. But currently joining us in studio right now is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Welcome back from spring break.
Absolutely. It was my kid's spring break. So it's my spring break as well. So it was very nice to kind of just unwind and be able to relax a little bit. Went out to Big Brutus. That was a lot of fun. Got my passport stamped. So
good.
There we go. So it was a good time. That my kids really enjoyed that, by the way. That thing is humongous.
Yeah, Big Brutus is super cool.
I mean, you just kept walking down the path and just it was like it was getting bigger and bigger. And I was like, it was almost intimidating to look at it, yeah. As big as it was. All right. Well, a few things going on in Independence. Actually, a lot of things going on in Independence. And we'll go ahead and get you started. And, of course, with it being that time of year in the spring, it's time to talk about the designated storm shelters in the city of Independence.
That's right. So we have four designated storm shelters in Independence. The Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue. The Independence High School Gymnasium at 1301 North 10th Street, and you will use the northwest entrance to the gym, and that particular shelter is only available after 4 o'clock Monday through Friday, but is available all day on Saturday and Sunday. And then the third one would be Montgomery County Judicial Center. And that would be in the basement at 300 East Main. And they're asking everyone to use the south entrance. And then the fourth location will be, is Temporary City Hall Building D at 811 West Laurel. And they are also requesting that you use the west basement door. So while we are not in any current threat of a tornado, it's not when we are that you want to be worrying about where to go. So we are promoting the storm shelters in our community so that people can decide which one is closest to their home, know all of them, so that if you are out and about, you might not be able to get to the one closest to your home if you're out shopping or eating. And so we want to make sure people are aware of the four designated storm shelters.
And it's so good that Independence has those community storm shelters for people that may not have a storm shelter, that they can take shelter there. Also, the Little House on the Prairie Museum is now open for the season.
That's right. And I will let everyone know that, we've had a lot of people come into the office and they're doing kind of combo trips. They're going to Big Brutus and they are going to Little House on the Prairie. So because there's not a lot of distance between those two tourist sites, we're seeing a lot of people come into the community during spring break and heading out to the prairie. Admission for adults is only $3. Kids get in for $1. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday, 1 to 5. And while you're out there, you're going to see the log cabin, the schoolhouse, the post office. You can also check out the gift store. They have lots of really cool items in the gift store as well. And then over beside the gift shop is actually a fenced-in area where you'll find mules and miniature donkeys and miniature ponies, and the kids are welcome to pet those animals. They can also bring some apples with them or some oats and feed the animals, and there's lots of space for picnics. So if you want to pack a picnic lunch, grab food before you head out to the prairie, there's lots of green space and open air to enjoy a picnic lunch out on the prairie. If you want more information about the prairie and your visits, call 620-289-4238. It's always a good idea just to call before you go to make sure there have not been any last-minute changes or anything with their scheduling on the prairie. So again, you can call 620-289-4238.
And, of course, we were talking about spring earlier with storms coming up. But since spring is right around the corner, of course, we'll have nicer weather. And it's the perfect time to get out and walk.
That's right. So there is a program through the K-State Research and Extension Office, and it's called Walk Kansas. And it encourages everyone basically to just be more active with your friends and family, make better nutritional choices, and walk away your COVID stress. So this program runs from March 28th through May the 22nd. So you still have time to get signed up. And participants in this 8-week program can sign up at walkkansas.org. And basically you get a group of people together and you break it up and you have to walk so many miles. And at the end, you've walked across Kansas. So anyway, it's fun. And again, it's just an opportunity for everyone to get out, and kind of be intentional about some good health choices. And, you know, just as we're kind of moving out of this COVID situation, now that we talked about off air, that, you know, people are getting their vaccinations, and, you know, we obviously still encourage everyone to mask up when needed, but it's just nice to be able to get out and enjoy some fresh air.
Absolutely. Especially with, you know, like we said, spring coming up, the weather's going to be really nice coming up. Of course, with it being Tuesday, it's time to drop off your recyclables.
That's right. I always like to mention this. Every Tuesday at the Sanitation Yard, 21st of Maple, from 11 to 1, drop off those recyclables. Also, if you find yourself cleaning out closets and garages and you've got old furniture and junk and things you need to get rid of, you can drop those off as well. And then the Sanitation Yard is also open on Thursdays from 8 to 2 to drop off those bulky items. And they don't accept recycling on the Thursday, but they do on Tuesday. And then they always accept that on the first Saturday of the month. And that will be April the 3rd coming up. That's next Saturday. And the recycling drop-off on the first Saturday of the month is from 8 to noon.
All right. So, again, be sure to do that. And then, of course, with it being Tuesday also, this is all the way through April, the Farmers to Families Food Commodities will be passing out free food boxes. And that's been going very well as of late, has it not?
Yes, it has been. And it's, as we understand it, it's going to continue through April. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that nothing changes there. But Farmers to Families Food Commodities will be passing out free food boxes to anyone. It does not matter your income at all. If you could benefit from fresh meat and produce and dairy products, or you know of someone who, you know, could benefit, but maybe they're at work and they can't get away, or maybe they don't have transportation, you know, kind of look around and take care of your neighbors and maybe some extended family. But you're welcome to drop by and pick up those boxes. The distribution starts this morning and every Tuesday until we hear differently through April at 10:30 at the Park Oval. Lineup starts on Morningside Drive, and that's the first street at the north end of the cemetery, just off of Penn Avenue. So you'll drive down Morningside, you'll turn on 5th Street and come right parallel down the cemetery. That's the road that runs along the cemetery wall, and you'll just basically follow the traffic, and we will open the distribution at 10:30, and we're usually done in about 45 minutes to an hour.
All right, and then if you're looking for some basketball, ICC basketball will be taking on Cloud County on Wednesday. Another exciting edition of ICC basketball.
It is. It's always something fun to do. I love basketball season. You know, we're in the middle of March Madness right now, but
crazy this
year.
I know.
So basketball does take place in Independence this week on Wednesday, as you mentioned, the 24th. Women will tip off at 5. Men will start around 7, and they are taking on Cloud County Community College. You can watch the game virtually at IndyPirates.com. You can check out their Facebook page for details on reduced capacity in the gym. I do think that the game might be open, but you need to check out their Facebook page.
And then also on Wednesday, this is the second and fourth Wednesday, we'll be at Blues at Dickie's Barbecue, and it's going to be a lot of fun with some great music.
It is. So this is something new that they're doing, just to get people out and about and doing something fun. So if you're looking for great music and obviously amazing barbecue, you can head over to Dickie's, because Martin and the Dead Guys will be playing Blues at Dickie's Barbecue every second and fourth Wednesday at 6:30 and until about 9. And the location of Dickie's is in downtown Independence at 204 North Penn Avenue, and their next performance will be this Wednesday, March the 24th. So you'll want to skip cooking and grab some barbecue with the family. The restaurant is huge, so lots of room to spread out. There's even a mezzanine where you can spread out even more. So it's a great safe place to dine. Plus, you're going to enjoy some great blues music by Martin and the Dead Guys.
Absolutely. So you get some great, like you said, some great barbecue and some great music. It's a lot of fun. And that is actually looks like happening tomorrow on the 24th. So also check out all the fun over at Indie Brew Works. Always a lot of fun over there at Indie Brew Works.
That's right. So blues at Dickie's, and then they're going to have mixtape music bingo at the brewery. So lots of fun things happening this week. So Wednesday evening, along with the Blues at Dickie's, will be mixtape music bingo starting at 6:30. So if that's something you want to check out, be sure and check out Indie Brew Works Facebook page. And then on Thursdays at the same time, 6:30, they have trivia night. And that's always a fun night as well. And I just want to remind everyone, I saw a social media post that they pushed out and we shared it, that the brewery is a family-friendly environment. It's truly a great place to just hang out. Of course, they serve custom brews. They also serve local wines. And as I love to talk about, they have amazing root beer. So one of the benefits to our brewery is the fact that it doesn't serve food. Now, some people are like, what? How can that be a benefit? And it truly is, because it really promotes eating at our local restaurants by getting takeout. And you can make everybody in the family happy because you can just take about 20 minutes, drive around and get everyone's food at all the different, available restaurants in our community. And we have lots. And then head to the brewery and everyone gets their sack of food and everyone's happy. Yeah, so everybody, it's a fun time at the brewery.
Also, we have a ribbon cutting coming up on Friday with Twigs Floral.
We do. So darn that rain. It rained our ribbon cutting out last week for Twigs Floral, so we've moved it to this Friday at 11:30.
Supposed to be beautiful weather on Friday as well. It's about 70 degrees. Can't beat that.
I know. So we're excited. We wanted there to be sun in the sky and no rain on their special day. So the ribbon cutting will be at 222 North Penn Avenue. That's right downtown. It's the Twigs location. Twigs has been located in Independence for 15, 20 years, I believe, but they're under new ownership by Alicia Yates, and so we welcome her to the business community, and we encourage everyone to come down and be a part of that ribbon cutting. So if you're a retailer and you're listening right now, make sure that you let a few of your employees step out of their store, or you can come on down and be a part of welcoming Alicia to Downtown Independence.
Absolutely. And this falls for us too here, but it's hard to believe that football season is starting this Friday night over there in at ICC. It's crazy that we're getting spring football, but it's also good though because it's spring football.
I know. We're thrilled that it's finally taking place after it's been long delayed due to COVID. I know the new head coach, Jason Martin, is super excited to get those guys on the field. So they will be playing under the lights Friday night, this Friday, March the 26th at 7 o'clock. The ICC Pirates are going to take on Butler County Community College.
And same thing happening, you know, I'm going to Hutch on Friday night because Coffeyville kicks off their season as well. So we're all excited to have football back in this part of the country. And then the Independence, this is the one that looks really good. Something I'm always looking forward to because I love this musical. But the Independence High School Drama and Vocal Music Departments present the musical Oklahoma.
That's right. So I believe last year the kids did not get an opportunity to present a spring musical because of COVID. So we are thrilled that they are back on stage. And as you mentioned, IHS Drama and Vocal Music Departments will be putting on Oklahoma March the 26th through the 28th. That is this weekend. Tickets can be purchased at the high school office or by calling 332-1815. General admission tickets are only $8, but they are only sold in advance, and they are only selling 100 tickets to make sure that, social distancing is available. Masks will be required, and we just encourage everyone to, get a ticket and go if that is something that you want to do. I would encourage everyone to, if you're not directly connected to the call, to the high school, maybe just wait till the last to buy your ticket, because there are so many, you know, high school kids and parents and grandparents that want to see, you know, their kids on stage, that, you know, we sure don't want to grab a ticket and then it keeps somebody that has a personal connection from being able to see it. You know, I was thinking I wanted to get a ticket and go, but I thought, oh, no, I'm going to wait until the end, make sure all the grandmas and grandpas and moms and dads, extended family and high school kids have had an opportunity. But good luck. Well, I shouldn't say that. Break a leg. And we wish the best to all those high school students who will be performing in Oklahoma this weekend.
Yeah, and like I said, Oklahoma is one of my favorite musicals of all time. It's not just because I'm from Oklahoma. It's just it's got some great music in it. And then if you're looking to learn CPR or update your certification, well, Indy Saves is offering 2 free CPR classes.
That's right. A few months ago, they did the same thing. So once again, they are offering free CPR AED education and certification classes Saturday, March the 27th. So that will be this weekend. And then Saturday, April the 24th. Both of these classes run from 9:30 to 11:30. They're held at Indy Fitness at 2801 West Main. And you can sign up by calling or texting 331-8096, or you can email, this is an easy one, just think about it, IndySavesCPR@gmail.com. And you can also check out their Facebook page, Indy Saves.
All right. So again, 2 more CPR classes that we could all use. And then on March 27th, the Medical Lodges is hosting their 8th annual Easter egg hunt.
Yes, so we just want to make sure that everyone is aware of this. You can take the kiddos out allow them to enjoy this opportunity. So Medical Lodges at 1000 Mulberry is hosting, as you mentioned, their 8th annual Easter egg hunt on the 27th at 2 in the afternoon. So grab your basket and head over to Medical Lodges and visit the residents.
And this one I've actually seen on social media quite a bit the past couple of days, but this Sunday they want you to head on over to Dickie's Barbecue Pit for the Sunday Fun Day Cornhole Tournament.
I know. I've got to get out and check this out because I've heard that there are tons of people who show up for this. That it's, you know, super fun event at Dickie's Barbecue. So it is Sunday Fun Day Cornhole Tournament. Registration for this event will start at 11. Tournament begins at noon. Only costs $10 to play, so it's fun. I'm sure that masks are encouraged in there, and the players, so you play in teams of two, so I'm sure that you're playing with somebody that you're comfortable playing with, and then you're, you know, a long way away from somebody else. So anyway, I'm certain that they're taking proper precautions in there to keep everyone safe. But don't miss out on Sunday Fun Day at Dickie's Barbecue.
Absolutely. Then Sunday the 3rd, we were just talking about Easter Egg Hunt. Well, it will be time for the annual community Easter Egg Hunt again on April 3rd.
That's right. I'm going to talk about that, and then I need to back up and talk about First Friday. I think I left that one off. But the on Saturday, April 3rd, that'll be here before we know it. It's next weekend. It's hard to believe that it's Easter. I feel like Easter just, we missed it last year, you know, the celebratory part of it with the outings and the Easter egg hunts. But it is next weekend, and it's sponsored by Independence Rotary Club. The hunt will take place at 3:00 at Riverside Park Oval. Kids that are 9 years and younger need to bring their basket and be ready to hunt eggs. And the Easter Bunny will be out there. So moms and dads, make sure you have your cell phones so you can take lots of pictures. And I will tell you that it's not going to be a free-for-all out there. It's a well-organized annual Easter egg hunt. They've been doing it for years. So kids that are a year and under will be hunting first. And then 2- and 3-year-olds will go next, followed by 4- and 5s, 6- and 7s, and 8- and 9s. They will be hunting in the band shell. And then if you open up your egg and you have a little special note inside, they're also giving out some gift cards. So those are special little tokens. And if you find one of those notes inside your egg. You want to find the Easter Bunny and you'll be able to claim your prize. So rain date will be on Sunday, April the 4th, which is actually Easter Sunday, the same time at 3 o'clock. So follow the city's website and the park's Facebook page for more information on that. But we're going to say no rain, and it's going to be Saturday, April the 3rd at 3 o'clock out in the park. I'm going to back up because I want to mention that we're having First Friday. And, you know, we haven't had First Friday open to the public for quite a while. But last month we were open to the public, and it worked out really well because we set up for a lot of seating so that people could adequately spread out in the room. Masks were required, it was just nice to be able to get together. We know a lot of people are getting vaccinated, so they're kind of stepping out and feeling a little bit more comfortable to get out and socialize just a little bit, still being safe. First Friday is sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and it will be Friday, April the 2nd, which is next week. And we're going to have Kelly Passour, our city manager. She's going to be talking about the community engagement survey. We're going to be meeting the new city engineer, John Garris. He has a lot on his plate and has a lot of really cool projects to be talking about. And then actually we're going to be hearing from one other person that I haven't completely confirmed, so I'm going to hold off on that. And then we'll be wrapping it up with the owner of Dickie's Barbecue Pit. And he's going to be talking all about his investment in downtown and really more about his business venture and encouraging others. We're finding that there are a lot of people that are interested in opening up small businesses and taking on kind of entrepreneurial ventures, as I said before. And so we're just loving that spirit that we're starting to see. So we're going to be kind of talking all about that. So that's First Friday, and then again, the Easter egg hunt.
And then also on April the 7th will be the Red Cross Blood Drive.
That's right. It's always a good idea to get this on your calendar. They're in the community every other month. They will be at the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue from 11 to 5:15. So you'll want to check out their website and you can get signed up, or you can just drop by.
And this is the one that I know everybody is excited about coming up on April 10th, the opening day at the park.
That's right. So lots happening out at the park on April the 10th. You'll want to grab your family and head out to the park. They're going to have free train and carousel rides, so that will be fun. Food vendors will be out there, so skip cooking and just plan to eat in the park. They will have a petting zoo and camel rides for a small fee. And wrapping up a day of fun in the sun will be a free movie night under the stars in the Park Oval featuring The Croods and New Age. And we expect that movie to start around 8 o'clock.
So, again, a lot of fun to head out to the park. Lots of great things going on. And you get a free movie as well. You cannot beat that. And by the time that date rolls around, we should be having great weather at that point. And then on Saturday, April 24th, is the 6th annual Love Independence Day.
That's right. So now more than ever, we all need a little love. We haven't been able to hug loved ones in a long time. We've been cooped up, many of us at home, not able to really get out and see those people that we usually see. And everybody's just, you know, really needing that socialization aspect and feel loved and cared about. So on Saturday, April the 24th, Independence will be holding the 6th annual Love Independence Day, and everyone in the city is encouraged to spread love through just random acts of kindness. It doesn't matter what you do. We're just encouraging everyone to be mindful on that day. So if you want to just pay someone a compliment, every stop you make during that day when you're out running errands, pay somebody a compliment. Find somebody that you want to share some positivity with. You know, you can open the door for a complete stranger. Just say hello. Just smile through your mask or with your eyes, you know.
And what I occasionally like to do is I'll look behind me, and if I'm like in a drive-thru, I'll pay for the person's meal that's right behind me, just to kind of say, we all need that sometimes.
That's
and
right.
I've had it done to me as well. So sometimes it's good just to help each other out, just not for any reason, just to be a good person.
I know. And you know, you when you do that in the drive-thru, the person who paid gets a benefit. And just like you mentioned, when you're the recipient, I mean, it's powerful. Mm-hmm. And when you are the person that works at the restaurant drive-thru, it's powerful for them too, because they get to be right in the middle of spreading the joy.
Absolutely.
As well. So it's a trickle, effect. And so I encourage everyone to think about things that they can do with their families. You know, grab the kids and really sit around and maybe discuss what can we do to share the love and help somebody out on this particular day. Get your civic organizations. You know, we're all members of clubs and organizations. So get those groups together to rally and pick a cause, or, you know, your church or your youth group, or even, you know, your place of employment. Maybe your coworkers all want to get together on that day and do something fun, together. So we're just encouraging everyone to get out and be a part of this fun day, and really just keep your eyes open, because you're going to watch and see lots of other fun things happening, and that will have a positive effect on you as well.
Absolutely. And then one of the last things we'll talk about, of course, the big event coming up, the Kansas Airstrip Attack.
I know. So Jason will be on the air with us the next couple of interviews. So I believe he'll be here next week, which will be the 10 o'clock hour on that first.
Yeah, the next week's the 30th, so it'll be April. I can't see that calendar.
So, well, next Tuesday, whatever it is, we know. But I'll be here at 10 o'clock. No, I won't. It'll be at the regular time, 8:10.
Yes.
And then the following week, it'll be at the 10:10 hour. So Jason Wong, and he is one of the three guys who own Shift Sector and the Kansas Airstrip Attack. He lives in California, and he's going to be calling in and talking all about everything that they have planned for this year's event. This will be the second time that they have been in Independence. It will be Saturday and Sunday, April the 17th and 18th. And this event is going to feature, as I mentioned, every week, these exotic and expensive one-of-a-kind performance cars and drivers that come from all over the country. They're doing side-by-side drag racing down Independence's airport runway. And we as spectators can expect to see Lamborghinis, Porsches, Ferraris, even heavily modified cars like Corvettes, BMWs, and Mustangs. And these cars, will go close to 200 miles an hour. So they're super fast out there. There will be motorcycles out there as well. And this year they're adding, as I mentioned before, the roll racing to the list. 16 of the top racers from around the country will be racing powerful cars in bracketed roll racing. And the third addition to this event will be two car clubs that are coming from the Kansas City area. Drive KC and KC Exotic Car Club will be coming in, and they will be displaying their cars, and some of them will also be racing. So if you're needing more information about this, go to the Shift Sector Facebook page or the Kansas Airstrip Attack Facebook page. And if you want to get tickets, you can go to airstripattack.co, and all the information is there.
Yeah, so this year's event's going to be even bigger and better than last year's. Last year was incredible, but it sounds like this year's going to be even bigger and better than last year. So definitely excited for that Airstrip Attack, and definitely excited to talk to Jason here in a couple of weeks. So, well, Lisa, if anybody does have any questions about these events that are coming up, or if maybe something else, or maybe they have a business they would like to be promoted, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call the chamber office at 620-331-1890. You can check out our Facebook page at Get Independence. And you can always go on to our website at indkschamber.org. And all of our flyers and publications are listed on there. Our community calendar is listed on there. And again, if you want something added to the event listing, just give us a call and we'll do our best.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
I'll be here. Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.